Welcome to Cool Kids Cook with Kid Chef Eliana. Get ready to explore the foodie world with one of the youngest published cookbook authors. We'll share tips, techniques, recipes, and speak to some of the world's top chefs. Now, here's your host, Chef Eliana.
Welcome to the program, Cool Kids Cook, on the Voice America Kids Network. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, a cookbook author, foodie, and your show host. Here's what's happening with me. This past week, I had another quiz bowl competition. My school competed against other schools. Stay tuned for the results. My school had its annual crawfish boil championships and fair. I went to the fair the Friday before the crawfish boil. I'll tell you more in a little bit. I had a book launch party for Cool Kids Cook Fresh and Fit at Barnes & Noble in Harvey, Louisiana. I did a cooking demo. Find out what I cooked later in the show. On April 8th, I had the Best Chefs of Louisiana event. I served my shrimp etouffee for about 300 people. I'll tell you all about it later, including whether or not I won Best and Up-and-Coming Chef in Louisiana. Now, it's time for our interview with our special guests, Emily McLean-Doyle and Matt Glasson of Sprout NOLA. Sprout NOLA is an interactive urban farm dedicated to spreading the love of growing fresh, healthy food. They achieve this through community engagement and outreach, partnerships with local food vendors and food justice organizations, hands-on training programs, and advocacy. They believe in empowerment through gardening, and they encourage open, honest, and dynamic dialogue to address the needs of New Orleans neighborhoods. They work alongside their neighbors to create stronger and more vibrant communities by supporting garden-based activities that foster positive relationships, lower stress levels, enhance nutrition, and support health. Miss Emily and Mr. Matt, I'm super excited to have you on the show, and welcome to Cool Kids Cook.
We're excited too, Chef Eliana. Thanks for having us today.
Oh, you're welcome. It's my pleasure. Now, kitchen gardens, community gardens, and farm/garden-to-table cuisine has made a comeback across the United States. Can you tell our listeners how you use gardening to teach and empower people in neighborhoods in New Orleans, Miss Emily?
Sure, Chef Eliana. Well, first thing we want to say is that Matt and I, we just love gardening. You know, there's nothing quite like picking that first ripe tomato off the vine that you grew yourself and eating it while it's super fresh just hours after it's harvested. Homegrown veggies just seem to taste better. Gardens nourish our mind and our body and our soul, and the garden can actually teach us a lot of important life lessons besides just growing vegetables. They can teach us how to share. You know, gardeners love to share their growing tips, tools, seeds, and best of all, they love to share their harvest. Gardens teach us the importance of attention. Veggies require a high degree of attention. It's best to check up on them every day, turn their leaves over, just generally look over them. Paying close attention is an important part of growing, but it's also important in other areas of our life too. Like how if you don't pay attention in school, then you won't end up getting very good grades. Gardening empowers people by providing a sense of community and a sense of accomplishment. It's empowering to be able to do things for yourself and to not have to rely on others to do it for you. So when we help get people growing, we also help strengthen our community.
Right, exactly. I mean, I love gardening too. I mean, I have my own gardens. I have an herb and a vegetable garden.
That's fantastic.
In my backyard. And yeah, right. I love it. So, and I love that you're teaching people how to garden and empower people, and you know also teaching them life lessons as well, not just gardening, you know. And they really do learn, and I'm sure they have tons of fun while they're doing it too.
Oh, it's lots of fun. Gardening is such a when you're in Louisiana down here, so you can garden 365 days. Well, you know, all season long, all year long. So we always get to go out and, you know, be in the sunshine and just be able to get our hands in the dirt and relax.
Right, exactly. Now, Mr. Matt, can you tell us how the Refresh Project is helping people learn how to garden?
Sure, yeah. The Refresh Project is all about fresh food, you know. It includes a grocery store, a nonprofit cafe, and a teaching kitchen all under one roof. And an important way that we want to get fresh food to people is by teaching them to grow their own. And that's what we're going to be doing at the Refresh Community Farm. We're going to have lots of cool programs like Volunteer for Veggies, organic gardening internships, and free gardening classes. And we'll also be available to answer gardening questions from the community and provide garden building consultations and help out with some backyard garden builds as well.
Right, and you're teaching everyone how to garden and what to garden at different times of the year, and then you know, you after you go garden and it's grown, it's full and beautiful, you get to harvest it, and then you say, wow, my gosh, I believe this. I actually grew this, and now I get to eat it, and it tastes so much better when you grow it and you know where your food comes from, mm-hmm. than just buying it from the grocery store and you just picking it and it looks kind of old or wrinkly, instead of having this nice, beautiful, fresh, you know, vegetable or fruit.
Definitely.
It sure does. You know, the average vegetable that makes it to your plate has traveled over 1,000 miles to get there. You know, and the farmers that are growing the food, a lot of times they're growing them for durability and shelf life, and not necessarily for what tastes the best. You know, so that's a great advantage that we have as gardeners, is that we can pick the varieties that taste the best.
Right. We're not saying, oh, how long can this last in the refrigerator? Because when we harvest it, we're going to cook it right away, and it's going to taste the best. That, you know, and we say, wow, we grew this, and we made this. It didn't come off the shelf. It didn't come from, you know, 1,000 miles away. They didn't import it. It came right from my garden.
Right. And even if it does sit in our refrigerator for a couple of days, it's only been those couple of days. It hasn't been like, you know, harvested and then washed and then packed and then driven across the country and then sat on a grocery store shelf for a week and then sat in our refrigerators for a couple of days after that. That's the beautiful thing.
Yeah, I love that. Exactly. Now, since you teach people how to grow produce, do you also teach them how to cook what they grow? Does Sprout NOLA have cooking classes?
So we don't actually teach any cooking classes ourselves, but we're partners with an organization that actually does just that. It's called the Tulane School of Culinary Medicine, and they use food to help improve people's health. So eating too much junk food and processed foods might taste good, but it also can cause people to become overweight and unhealthy and have other, you know, kind of health problems surrounding that. So what Tulane is doing is teaching medical students and community members how to cook healthy foods in a way that tastes great, makes you feel great, and is good for you. So we're very happy to actually be partnering with Tulane School of Culinary Medicine with them to help incorporate gardening as a piece into their cooking classes. So folks will actually be able to learn to garden and then harvest and then cook what they eat. Super cool.
Yeah, that is really cool that the things that they grew and they harvested, they take that to the kitchen and cook a dish and say, oh, I grew this and I harvested it, and then now I'm actually cooking it and I'm eating it. You know, so they went through the whole entire process and they say, oh my gosh, this dish tastes so amazing.
It's going to be a very, very cool program, and we're excited to be a part of it, and it's super innovative. It's actually the first medical school in the country that uses food as a medical intervention rather than just, you know, medicine, you know, pills and such like that, things like that, to improve health through healthy eating and cooking and lifestyle.
Right, because a lot of people these days, all they eat is junk food, processed foods, all, you know, all those really, really unhealthy foods, when you could just be taking something from the garden and eating that, like an apple or bananas or whatever, you know, fruits and vegetables, and they taste so much better. I mean, I make kale chips. Those are really delicious, but they're, you know, they taste... They remind me of potato chips, that crunch, and, you know, got little tang, and I do sea salt and vinegar. It's really delicious, but it's so much healthier.
Matt, you were just talking about kale chips the other day.
Oh, yeah. I love kale chips. We make them all the time. I have kale just going nuts in my garden right now. So we have a surplus, and that's one way to preserve the harvest, is to make those, and then those kale chips will actually keep for a little while as well.
Oh, yeah, those are really delicious. They're actually in my cookbook, and I just love them.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
I love them. We'll plant a community garden while we take a quick break. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
What do you want to do? Are you interested in the performing arts? If so, make sure you tune in to the Angel and Harmony Show. Angel and Harmony have experience singing, acting, and performing in general, and want to help you live out your dreams of the future. Whether you are interested in acting, modeling, dancing, or singing, this is the show for you. We'll even give you the scoop on being behind the scenes if you're a little shy. The Angel and Harmony Show is heard live every Thursday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
We don't care how you got here. We're just glad you showed up. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Looking for an on-air community where teens talk and the world listens? Tune in to Express Yourself, an entertaining adolescent fusion radio program where passion and possibility populate the airwaves. Our vivacious teen hosts and star-studded field reporters from around the country offer stimulating segments and invigorating viewpoints connecting with the world campus of young people. We'll talk with cool celebrities, exhilarating experts, and tenacious teens with experience. Tuesdays at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. Express yourself. This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. I'm Kid Chef Eliana. Let's continue our interview with Emily McLeod-Doyle and Matt Glasson of Sprout NOLA. So, what are your future plans for Sprout NOLA? Would you like to expand and sprout in other cities as well, Mr. Matt?
I feel like there is so much work to do here in New Orleans that we first need to sprout to other neighborhoods before we can sprout to other cities, you know. But you never know. I mean, there's plenty of need in other cities in the country, too, so I wouldn't rule it out.
Yeah, right. But, you know, once you establish this amazing thing and New Orleans Sprout NOLA, then you can, you know, expand to other cities, you know, after a while once you expand in New Orleans. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, now, it could work.
Yeah, it could. I mean, I'm sure people would love it.
Sure.
Now, Miss Emily, let's find out more about you personally. What's your favorite dish to cook and what's your favorite dish to eat?
Oh, you know, Chef Eliana, I love to cook, and I love even more to eat. So, you know, when I've been thinking about this a lot lately, and it's very difficult to narrow down one thing you like to cook and one thing you like to eat. I'm sure that you can imagine. But I was thinking about what I like to cook the most lately, and, you know, I really love to bake a beautiful pie. And I really love to bake sweet potato pies when the sweet potatoes are in season, and pecan pies. The sweet potatoes, you know, when you dig them out of the ground and you can cook a beautiful dessert with them, they're so much more delicious. And the pecans down here in Louisiana are so wonderful. I like to get them from the Inglewood Farm that's up in Alexandria, and then buy them at the Holly Grove Market, and then buy and make my beautiful pecan pies with that. I love to make a good pie. And also, favorite dish to eat, I cannot narrow it down to one dish, but, you know, my favorite kind of things to eat, I love Mexican food. Anything that's like chips and guac and salsa and tacos, enchiladas, burritos, anything like that, I think I could eat it every day.
Oh,
I
my
would
gosh.
Never get sick of it.
That, yeah, well, my favorite food is actually tacos. So, that, yes, I love that.
There we go. I love a good taco. And they can be very fresh, too. You know,
oh, yes.
You know, fish taco with some lime and some cilantro and tomatoes from the garden. Doesn't have to be, you know, heavy. They're very fresh and light and delicious.
Yeah, I love that. And then some yummy, warm, delicious sweet potato pie and some pecan pie. And that sounds yum.
The best. Yep.
Now, Mr. Matt, can you share with our listeners your funniest or most disastrous food memory?
Sure. So this was about 20 years ago, and it was my first job as a dishwasher at a family restaurant. I was a dishwasher and a busboy. I was about 15 years old, and it was my first day on the job, and one of my coworkers comes over to me and tells me that we are all out of oyster legs. And, you know, I'm only 15 years old, but I'm thinking to myself, I've never heard of oysters having legs, but this guy was an adult, and he was really serious. So there was this huge heavy metal pot that we used to cook gumbo in that had to weigh like 50 pounds. And he gave me a $20 bill and this huge pot, and he told me to go down to the convenience store and fill the pot up with oyster legs. He said that he called ahead and told the clerk that I was coming and that he would be ready for me. So I walked down the street lugging this big old heavy pot with me, and I go inside the store, and there's this long line that I have to wait in. I'm in there in my apron with my big giant pot, and everybody in the store is looking at me funny and like laughing and pointing at me. And I get to the counter, and I end up getting in an argument with the guy about oyster legs, and he ends up kicking me out of the store. So I lug this giant pot back down the street. It's like 100 degrees outside. I'm sweating. This pot is all heavy. And I get back to the kitchen, and I walk into the kitchen, and everybody in the kitchen is laughing at me. And they're telling me how gullible I am for believing in oyster legs. And so for the next month, my nickname was Oyster Legs for the next month. And they'd be like, hey, Oyster Legs, go wash those dishes. And hey, Oyster Legs, go bust them tables. And it was like, it was really embarrassing.
Wow. Yeah, like, Oyster Legs. I don't think I've ever heard of that.
Yeah. We would get new bus boys after me. We would get them with liquid steam, too.
And then you should have asked, are you sure you know what you're talking about? I don't really think there's such thing as that.
Oh, I
he was
did,
a gullible
and
child.
He was definitely being completely serious, so I was like, okay, well, obviously I don't know what I'm talking about.
Obviously. Now, let's talk about unusual foods. What's the most unusual food you've ever eaten? Is there a food you would never eat again, Miss Emily?
Oh, man. You know, the most unusual food that I've ever eaten, one time I tried, they called it a 100-year-old egg or a century-year-old egg. And it was this food that it was an egg, and they put it in, I think, some type of lime solution, so it broke it down, and the inside of it was, the yolk was green, and the white part was actually brown, and liquefied like a jelly. And I was in a situation where I had to sit there and be, you know, polite, and I was grateful for my dinner. But I had to sit there and eat the whole thing, and I just could not take the texture. It was such a strange experience for me. I'm sure that it's delicious, but it was not for me. And I would have to say that was my most unusual food experience, and I don't think I could ever eat that again. It's very strange. Yeah.
Yeah, that is. Right. 100-year, you know, century-old egg, yeah. And you're like, really? I have to eat this?
I don't think it's actually a century-year-old egg. I don't think it's actually 100 years old,
right.
But it felt like it was.
Right. Right, pretty unusual. Pretty strange.
Yep.
So when you're not busy with Sprout Nola, what's your favorite pastime, Mr. Matt?
Oh, well, it's hard to narrow it down to one, but I have lots of hobbies. I like sports. I love baseball, basketball, riding bikes, listening to music, playing my guitar, reading, hanging out with my wife and friends, stuff like that.
Awesome, right. Definitely like having fun, just kind of getting a break from everything, you know, playing sports, hanging out with your family. That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the same kind of stuff that a lot of people like. I'm no different, you know.
Right. Now, Lastly, here's a wacky, off-the-wall food question I ask all of my show guests. If you could be any food, what would you be and why? First, Miss Emily, then Mr. Matt.
Oh, I love this question. And so, I've been asked this question before, and they didn't say what wacky thing I would be. They asked me what was my spirit vegetable. And I thought about this long and hard. And Matt is my growing partner, and he hates my spirit vegetable, so I don't know what that means. but I would be fennel. If I could be any food, I would be fennel, because it's so versatile. The fronds are used as an herb. The bulb is refreshing when you eat it raw and hearty when you cook it. The flowers are pollinators for bees, and the smell is beautiful, and also it can be used in both sweet and savory dishes. So fennel kind of tastes like licorice a little bit, but it changes flavors when it gets cooked. And I love how it's a flower, it's an herb, it's a vegetable, it's everything.
Oh, right.
That's my spirit vegetable.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. I love fennel. Mm-hmm. I think it's delicious.
Yep. Matt doesn't like fennel. Yeah.
No, I don't like the taste of licorice, so, fennel's kind of out for me.
Yeah, well, then what would you be?
I personally would be a carrot, and it's because the first carrot that I ever ate straight out of the garden was so delicious that it will be burned in my memory forever, and it's my favorite vegetable to grow. When you pull that carrot out of the ground and just rinse it off and just eat it right there, I mean, it doesn't get any fresher than that. And they're sweet, and they're a little spicy, and they're just delicious. And also, I'm tall and skinny like a carrot.
Well, there you go. Perfect. I love carrots. I actually have some carrots in my garden right now. At first, I was like, oh my gosh, I hope they're going to grow. But then they're finally growing. I was like, oh my gosh, thank goodness.
That's what it did for me too, Chef Aliana. They sat in my garden all winter long.
Yes, exactly.
And then all of a sudden they took off and they're delicious.
Right. Well, awesome. Well, thank you so much for being guests on Cool Kids Cook.
Thank you, Chef Eliana. It was great to chat with you.
It's my pleasure. You've shown us that anyone can sprout a garden and that it takes a team to complete the dream. If you want to find out more about Miss Emily Mickley Doyle and Mr. Matt Glassman of Sprout NOLA, visit KidChefEliana.com for all the links. Sprout a little love while we head to a break. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
Have you heard your 15 minutes of fame? How about four times that every single week? It's the Fame Game. Listen as Maddie Rose, who is up and coming in the world of fame, brings you fame from all walks of life. You'll hear from doctors, teachers, mentors, life heroes, as well as those in the fields of acting, movies, music, and more. Who knows? You might be the next one Maddie Rose talks to on the air. Listen for the Fame Game every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids Channel.
Sometimes we may sound strange, but remember, we're just kids with opinions. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Have we got a show that will keep you on the pulse of the fashion world? Our hosts are two teens who know fashion, and they have the inside look when it comes to fashion for our generation. Tune in to Fashion Forward on Voice America Kids. We'll discuss what's hot and what's not, the latest in fashion trends, things to look for on the horizon, and more. Fashion Forward is your weekly guide to what to wear today, tonight, this weekend, and this season. Tune in every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, for Fashion Forward on the Voice America Kids channel.
Do you think that you can't change the political system in our country? Well, one host is doing that and started at age 13. Join Connor Brantley for Hello, the Future is Calling. Our show takes an inside look at what's going on in national, state, and local government from a new and very unique perspective. Connor holds our elected officials accountable and will bring you an unbiased look at what's really going on. Listen for Hello, the Future is Calling every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Kids. Help make a difference.
We didn't invent Kid Talk. We perfected it. And at a very young age, you're listening to Voice America Kids.
Looking for a show about your favorite movies, stars, and DVD releases? Get ready for Kids First Coming Attractions on the Voice America Kids channel. Your hosts, all eight of them, have been selected by Kids First as film critics through a national competition. Each week, they will preview new movies before you see them, walk the red carpet with the stars, and will review the latest DVDs. Our hosts range from ages 7 to 14 to give you a wider kids' perspective. Kids First Coming Attractions is heard every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Kids. This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and it's Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. It's time for a tisket, a tasket, what's inside my basket? Today's secret ingredient is cannellini beans. Let's talk about cannellini beans. Cannellini beans are large white beans that have a firm texture. They are very popular in Italy and especially in Tuscany. Cannellini beans, which are related to kidney beans, are also known as white kidney beans. They can be found dried or canned. If cannellini beans are dried, soak them in cold water for 5 hours in a large bowl before cooking. They're used in the classic Italian dish minestrone. Here's a recipe for Sprout Nola's Beans and Greens. Ingredients: 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 1 bay leaf, 2 cloves of garlic chopped, 1/4 of a teaspoon crushed red pepper, 1.5 pounds kale rinsed and cut into 1-inch slices, 1 small red onion sliced, 1 lemon sliced, salt and pepper, 2 15-ounce cans of cannellini beans, olive oil for drizzling. Directions: heat olive oil in large sauté pan and, when hot, add bay leaf, garlic, and crushed red pepper. Sauté until garlic is fragrant, about 30 seconds. Add kale, onion, and season with salt and pepper to taste. Squeeze lemon juice over kale and stir. Fold in beans, cook and cover about 20 minutes. Drizzle with olive oil. You can find all of these recipes on my website, kidchefeliana.com. If you have a secret ingredient you would like me to talk about, you can email me at eliana@kidchefeliana.com or call my U.S. toll-free number, 888-721-5915. Leave me your first name, where you're calling from, and your question. Maybe your suggestion will air on a future episode. It's time for Foodie News. I will give you an update on new food trends, cool cooking info, and the occasional strange food story. Are you the next young chef prodigy? The Rachel vs. Guy Kids Cook-Off Battle is back. The Season 2 show is casting young chefs between the ages of 8 to 13 who cook better than most adults. The deadline is April 14, 2014. To apply, visit www.rachelvsguykidscasting.com. Eater reports that Dominique Ansel's bakery was shut down by the health department because of a mouse. A visitor to the bakery filmed a mouse running across the floor and posted it to social media. As a result, the health department asked the bakery to close while they cemented the hole and hired an exterminator. Jon Favreau's highly anticipated new movie, Chef, now has a trailer. The movie is about a chef who gets into a fight with a food critic and then decides to open his own food truck. Watch the trailer on my website, kidchefeliana.com. And that's this week's foodie news. Hey, kid foodies, I'd love to hear from you. Tweet me, I'm @kidchefeliana. Send me your questions and ideas, and we'll connect. I'm also Eliana Cook's fan page on Facebook. On Instagram and Pinterest, I'm Kid Chef Eliana, so you know where to find me. You're listening to Cool Kids Cook on the Voice America Kids Network. This is Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for The Cookbook Shelf. In this segment, I'll review the latest cookbooks and share it with you. Today's cookbook shelf features The Art of Preserving by Rick Field, Lisa Atwood, and Rebecca Korchesny. This cookbook teaches you how to make jams, jellies, curds, pickles, chutneys, salsas, sauces, and more. Plus, it has recipes to use the homemade creations. It also includes step-by-step instructions and helpful tips from professionals that offer the guidance you'll need to become a preserving expert. Everyone can easily learn from this cookbook and preserve the wealth of fruits and vegetables from backyard gardens and farmers markets. I actually got this cookbook as a gift, and I thought, oh my gosh, this is an awesome cookbook, because I was talking about preserving. My mom and I said, we should start preserving, and then I got the cookbook. It was like, oh wow, perfect. And it has great recipes, like this Meyer lemon jellies. It has the recipe, and then it also has how to preserve it. And then it has like little notes at the top about like Meyer lemons, or this one is strawberry rhubarb jam. So it has little notes about strawberries and rhubarb. There's a mixed berry jam. There's blackberry preserves, and there's a section for pickled fruits and vegetables. It has pickled beets. Oh, I love pickled beets. There's what else? There's pickled okra. Citrus herb, olives, dilly beans, there's preserved lemons, there's rhubarb mint chutneys, crostini with rhubarb mint chutney. So there's a section for sauces, relishes, and chutneys, tomatillo salsa, mango lime salsa, just tons of recipes, classic ketchups, chipotle ketchups, roasted pork chops with applesauce, flavored honey, peach barbecue sauce, so many recipes, and I love that it teaches you how to preserve and then how to cook with the preserves. So that's awesome. Well, and then it also has amazing photographs as well. So this past weekend I had another quiz bowl competition with my school, and it was actually my last quiz bowl competition of the year. Quiz bowl competition at the school ever, because I'm graduating 8th grade this year, so yeah, so that's good. I was like, oh my gosh, it's my last quiz bowl. I mean, I always love quiz bowl. So we had our quiz bowl competition, and this one was a little bit different because it had individual rounds where I took grammar tests, and then we had the team rounds where we had our whole team and we competed against the other schools. So there were 4 rounds, and then they had the awards. And sadly, we didn't get any awards, but we still had tons of fun, took tons of pictures, and we laughed so much. So that's pretty much all that matters. But after my quiz bowl competition, I had to go straight to my cooking demo at Barnes & Noble Harvey. And two of my best friends, Caroline and Brianna, came with me. So they came and they got to watch my cooking demo, and I made Creole pasta primavera. And my quiz bowl coach actually came too with his son, and he got to watch me. And I had some fans there. I had a huge crowd, and everyone loved the Creole pasta primavera. It was really, really delicious. And so I got there, and my friends and I set up, and they helped me. We were such great. They were like, oh my gosh, I want to come to your cooking demo so much, because that same weekend was the fair, and the crawfish boil was that Saturday. And my friend Brianna, she was like, you know what, I'm gonna skip the crawfish boil, I'm gonna come to your cooking demo. I was like, oh my gosh, thank you. But then I also went to the fair the Friday before the crawfish boil, so it was the day before. And it was just rides that day. It wasn't an actual crawfish boil that day. And I went with my two of my other friends, Kenny and Kevin, and we rode on tons and tons of rides. So we went on this one called Road Gravity, where it's like it's a ride that you stand up in, and it's a circle, and you stand up, and you put this belt over your waist, and you strap it, and then it like spins you on a tilt, and it makes you like super duper dizzy, and I almost fell over when I got off the ride. Then we went on the Ring of Fire. So the Ring of Fire is just like this really like a ride in a circle, and you go on, and it like spins you in a circle, and it goes upside down and loop to loops and all that, and sometimes it stops upside down and sideways and all kinds of crazy things. I was so scared the first time, and I rode with Kenny, and I screamed in his ear, and he said, "Oh my gosh, I think you burst my eardrums." He was like, "I'm not gonna be able to hear forever." But I had tons of fun at the ride with all the rides and with my friends over the weekend, so that was awesome. Well, preserve some fruits while we head to a break. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
Bookworm is a show for the reader and those that should probably be reading a little more. We'll tackle the classics, the bestsellers, and the brand new works that you won't be able to put down. Your host will be combing the pages of them all and letting you know what needs to be in your personal library and what might be better reading for the bathroom. Tune into Bookworm, airing Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. We promise that listening will be just like delving into a good book.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.
What about the world concerns you? Is it future success? Is it world issues? Are you just looking to change the world in general? Tune in to What Up World? It doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, or what you look like. Everyone is entitled to the same chance for success. Follow your dreams. Move forward. Make a difference. Tune in to What Up World every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for Figure Out This Food. I have a game on my Facebook page called Figure Out This Food. I post a close-up of a food item, and the first three guesses get a shout-out here. Congratulations to Kathia Perez-Jin, Desiree Pfister, and Patricia Miera for guessing king crab, or crab legs. Let's talk about king crabs. King crabs are known for their size. They are mainly found in the southern hemisphere, where waters are warmer, with the exception of the Alaskan king crab. The king crab is considered a delicacy in many places around the world. There are around 40 different species of king crab today. Most are hunted by humans for food. The most popular king crab is the red king crab. It is one of the largest species of king crab. It's snacktivity time! Here, I give you fun, easy-breezy snack ideas. Today's snacktivity is peep s'mores. These are fun, yummy, and great for Easter. Ingredients: 4 peeps, 1/4 of a cup of chocolate chips melted, and 1/4 of a cup of crushed graham crackers. Directions: pour melted chocolate chips and crushed graham crackers in 2 separate bowls. Dip the bottom of a peep in chocolate. Cover bottom of peep with graham crackers and place them on a plate. Repeat with the rest of the peeps. When finished, freeze them until the chocolate hardens. Hey, young chefs! You're listening to the Voice America Kids Network. This is Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for Creative Cuisine. This is my recipe for rice pancakes. Ingredients: 2 cups self-rising flour, 1 teaspoon of sea salt, 1/2 a teaspoon of white pepper, 1 teaspoon of garlic powder, 1/2 a teaspoon of sea salt, 1 clove garlic grated, 2 teaspoons soy sauce, 1 tablespoon of sesame oil, 1 cup ice water, 1 cup cooked long grain white rice, 2 stalks green onions chopped, and 1/4 of a cup of vegetable oil. Directions. In a large bowl, mix all dry ingredients together. Add in remaining ingredients except vegetable oil and combine well. Heat vegetable oil in a large pan over medium heat. Scoop 1/4 of a cup of mixture in pan and smash down with spatula. Cook until golden brown on both sides. Hey, young chefs, it's time for Cookin' Crafts. Here's a fun kitchen-related craft. Today's Cookin' Craft is how to make cascarones, or confetti eggs. Supplies. Empty, clean eggs. The eggs need to be nearly whole, not broken in half. Confetti or table scatter. Tissue paper, school glue or Mod Podge, and a medium paintbrush. Instructions. Step 1. Place confetti or table scatter inside eggs. Step 2. Glue tissue paper over the eggs, opening, sealing them. It's easier to spread the glue with a paintbrush, especially since the egg is so delicate. Step 3. If you want, you can decoupage the entire egg with colored tissue paper. Step 3. Allow to dry for 24 hours. Step 5. Have fun cracking eggs on your friends' heads. Be sure to do it in an area, like outside, where cleanup is quick and easy. The instructions, along with photos, are on my website for this week's episode on KidChefEliana.com. Don't forget to connect with me on Twitter and Facebook. I'm at KidChefEliana on Twitter and Eliana Cooks fan page on Facebook. Be sure to hit that like button. I like you, and I hope you like me too. If you are listening to the show on iTunes, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review the show. The more reviews we get, the more young chefs we can reach. And remember, my Parents' Choice Approved award-winning cookbook, Cool Kids Cook Louisiana, and my new cookbook, Cool Kids Cook Fresh and Fit, are available at any online book retailer. So, this past week on Tuesday, April 8th, I went to the Best Chefs of Louisiana event by ACFNO, and I had such a great time. Last year when I went to Best Chefs of Louisiana, I was a guest, but this year they invited me to actually cook and be one of the chefs there. So I did, and I decided to make my shrimp etouffee. That was really, really delicious. I loved making it. And I served it to about 300 people. And everyone is like, oh my gosh, your shrimp etouffee is so good. I love this. And I was so glad. I was like, oh my gosh, yay. I'm glad everyone liked it. And I was right next to the stage where they had the band playing Louisiana Spice. And where they were, you know, going to have the award ceremony. I went there early so I could set up and get everything going, start my batches of shrimp etouffee, and then I waited for the VIP guests to arrive and serve them. And then I got to also taste other chefs' dishes, and I walked around and I got to taste just a few of them because, you know, I had to cook as well. It wasn't like last year where I just got to walk around the whole time. So I did go to a couple of the stations, and the food was so, so, so good. It was really, really delicious. So they also had the award ceremony where they had the honored chefs, the chefs in the with the restaurants there, and the best up-and-coming chefs. So first they started with the honored chefs, and they had four chefs they were honoring. And then they did, after that they did, oh, they also had pastry chefs. And then they did the Best Up-and-Coming Chefs in Louisiana. And I was on the poster for Best Up-and-Coming Chef in Louisiana. And I thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to win. And, you know, actually everybody who was there got an award. And I got an award for Best Chefs of Louisiana for Best Up-and-Coming Chef in Louisiana. And I got this. We got to go on stage, and we all received a medal and a plaque. And the plaques had our name on it, and it said, this award is presented to Kid Chef Eliana, and then it said, it's presented to her for, and then it's, you know, for yada, 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 And that was just so amazing. I was just so astounded. I was so excited. I'm still excited. I couldn't believe it. It's just amazing. So I got to accept my award, and they even had medals for everybody that said American Culinary Federation New Orleans. And I got to be with all these just amazing, fantastic roster of chefs, and it was just such a privilege, and they just welcomed me into their fold, and they became my mentor, so I was just so honored, and I just loved that. So I had a great time at Best Chefs Louisiana, and actually my Nana, my dad, and my papa all helped me out at Best Chefs. So they helped me prep, and they helped set up everything. They went around, they talked to people. So they were there, and you know, we took tons and tons of pictures. And my Nana and I, we had fun while the two guys were working at the station. So after the awards were finished, they had the band playing throughout the whole event, but they had, you know, that, you know, dancing music at the end, and we danced the Cupid Shuffle, we did the wobble, they played the electric slide. So we had tons of fun, and as soon as the song came on, I was the leader, and I was like, yeah, we gotta go, Nana. So she came, we were doing the wobble, we were dancing, and we had so much fun at the event. And then at the end of the night, they presented the best dish of the night, and I was really, really hoping that I won, but I didn't. And the person who, the dish that won best dish was the leche flan. And you know what? I said, you know what? If leche flan won, I'm okay with that, because I ate the leche flan and it was so, so good. Like, we make leche flan, and that one was delicious. They had the sugar on top that they put the blowtorch on and made it super crispy on top, and oh my, creamy, and it's just really good. But everyone had a great time at the event. I was so honored, and I posted everything everywhere, so you can always look at the award and what I did there. And the shrimp etouffee was amazing, as well as the other dishes, and I got to meet tons of wonderful, wonderful chefs there. Well, that's all for this week. I leave you with this quote from John F. Kennedy: one person can make a difference, and everyone should try. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Kid Chef Eliana with Cool Kids Cook. This show is produced by KidStar on Voice America Kids. Up next, a track from the KidStar album of the month. Bon appetit. I'll see you next week.
It's time to turn off the oven and close the refrigerator for this week. But be sure to join Kid Chef Eliana for another edition of Cool Kids Cook next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Have a delicious week and keep cooking.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Marie from Phoenix, Arizona, and host of Bookworm. The KidStar album of the month this month is Back in School, Neil Brewer and Friends. Let's listen to My Back is Broken.
My back is broken, but I feel fine. I might need surgery, but my friend, I feel perfectly divine. If you were to ask, how is it such a thing could be? Well, I guess I'd have to answer that nobody else is me. My shoulders hurt, and when I lift my arms, I feel the sharpest pain. That brings such joy to me, and so you think the boy must be insane. If you want to know the secret why my back is in a crook, it's that ever since that we met, I've been packing Linda's books. And I cannot wait to slip a disc tomorrow round about 3:15.
The KidStar album of the month is Back in School by Neil Brewer and Friends. All musical proceeds Neil Brewer and Friends receive are donated to the Harvard Stem Cell Institute to put an end to muscular dystrophy. For more information, go to the KidStar website, www.kidstar.org.